Episode number 1946. This is the Who Cares News for Friday, April 9th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus was offered the part of Mia in Pulp Fiction, but turned it down because of her commitments to Seinfeld. She actually would have been good at that.
You think so?
Other actresses who were considered were Jennifer Aniston, Joan Cusack, Laura Dern, Bridget Fonda, Melanie Griffith, Daryl Hannah, Michelle Pfeiffer, and Meg Ryan before Uma Thurman finally. They went through a whole bevy before they got to Uma, and Uma was like probably Quentin Tarantino's first choice.
I can't see Jennifer Aniston doing it.
No, I don't know. Princess Diana and Prince Charles had only been together in person 13 times before their wedding day in 1981.
No way.
Way. Talk about
really?
Your arranged marriages. No, it wasn't arranged.
Well, it was.
Kind of was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
The fax machine was invented the same year people were traveling on the Oregon Trail in 1843.
How so?
I have no idea, man. There weren't even telephones, were there? Well, maybe. And Sour Patch Kids are called very bad kids in France. And that's some random facts for today. Who Cares News time?
Yes,
Van
it
Camp
is.
And Morgan, and we're talking about Chloe.
Chloe. Hold on, let me get a sip.
Oh, you're getting a sip? You got any booze in that thing?
Not yet.
Okay. I'm surprised you don't.
My next break. So this isn't a story. I'm sorry, like once upon a time. Oh. This is not a story about the assistant that erroneously leaked the unphotoshopped photo of Chloe at the pool last weekend.
Yeah.
Now, that assistant is probably gone.
We'll never hear from that.
It's a wild guess.
Yeah, but they're probably not there.
If it was Corey.
You know what? You should call up your friend, Kim.
I should.
And get the story. Get the real story. And I think you should do that.
Okay. All right.
You got time to call her now? I mean, now. You should call her.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
She takes your calls.
Ring, 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 ring. Ring, 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 ring. Hello? Kim, it's Morgan.
Morgan, I'm so happy to hear from you. What can I help you with? Do you need a law case done?
No law cases. Yet. Who knows? But maybe by the time you graduate, I might need something like a bounce check fixed or something. So we're talking about Chloe.
Who?
Chloe Kardashian?
You know.
Your sister.
Oh, you're not calling to talk about me?
Well, what's new, Kim? You look fabulous, I'm sure.
Of course I do. That's a stupid question.
So Kimmy... Chloe evidently has been deluged with proposals from health and fitness companies.
I know. What the crap? She doesn't wear makeup, and it's not all airbrushed. I spend so much time and pay so much money to have each and every selfie doctored up. I mean, made to look well. Because I want people to think that that's really me. Shh. Don't tell anyone. It's not really.
It's her.
Okay, Kim. I won't say a word to anybody. So what's the deal? I mean, they want her to be, hey, the real Chloe. So I bet your mom's going nuts.
My mother, she's fielding offers. Pew pew, bing bing bing, from beauty and skin and wellness firms, right and left. Pow pow pow. It's just crazy.
So. Chloe followed it up. I know she was going topless on Instagram and emotionally speaking about her battle with her body image.
Oh, it was touching.
See, you're very involved and caring of your sister. I know that they're trying to sell product.
Well, of course they're trying to sell product.
Do yourself up. Make yourself perfection
cosmetics.
And flawless.
Clothing.
Yes. You should put a bear picture next to a made-up picture and say...
You can look like this?
Yes.
If you have an airbrusher. Not if you buy our clothes or our shoes or our makeup.
Huh? Earlier this week, photos of Law & Order SVU alum Christopher Maloney went viral. In one epic pic, Maloney is rocking tight pants and standing with one leg in front of the other, giving the impression that he has some serious junk in the trunk.
Ripped from the headlines, ladies and gentlemen.
Fans on Twitter lost it over the pics.
Oh, God.
One wrote, "Good morning to the king of peach cakes." Another added, "Maloney got some cake. Good on him."
It's called cake. I didn't know it was called cake.
I didn't either.
Well, now we've learned something new by listening to this story. Okay.
And a third joked, "I don't know whose birthday it is, but Chris Maloney is serving cake for dinner."
Have you seen the picture?
Yes.
I mean, you're an SUV. I always call it SUV. I've called it SUV forever. Law & Order SUV. You know, the one that's got a big Escalade parked out front. No.
They all do.
It's SVU. I know. It's yes. SVU. Now, he's got a new one.
Yes.
What's it called?
Law & Order Organized Crime.
Organized Crime. Now, SVU was the only Law & Order that was left, right? Everything else had, like, run its course.
Yeah, I was such a... I haven't watched it in a long time, but I love SUV.
SUV.
The SUVs. I thought I'd make you feel better about yourself.
Thank you for that. Oh, thank you. I always need propping up. That's for damn sure. You've got mail. Didn't we do this yesterday? I mean, come on, Big Camp. So anyway, this is the thing. So they had a crossover event. Uh-huh. And I saw the promo. I wasn't moved enough to want to watch the episode because I can't remember.
Was.
Did you watch it?
No.
Not yet. And Mariska Hargitay.
Yes.
The great Olivia Benson.
Yes.
Yeah. And they've been through how many captains, how many prosecutors? I mean, that show's been on for decades and decades. I mean,
well,
it's
the funny thing, I was watching Beat Bobby Flay last
that
night.
Got to do with Law & Order.
Well, because one of the ex-DAs was Stephanie March. She was married to Bobby Flay for 10 years.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And
so
I miss her.
I thought she
was great on that.
I got that. There's this 6 degrees of separation from Bobby Flay. That's the next thing. And even crosses over to a Law & Order crossover event.
Well, what happened was there was Kevin Bacon, then Bobby Flay started cooking bacon. And there was too much bacon.
Wow.
And so then, see, there's some degrees.
The degrees. I wonder how connected Halle Berry is to all of this. Maybe she's connected to me. So we got to figure that one out. How is Halle Berry and I connected within six jumps?
Maybe you both like
bacon. No.
Footloose?
Maybe that's it. Hmm. Mm. We'll have to explore that on another Halle Berry riddled episode of the Who Cares News. See how I wrap that up. Have yourself a great weekend, and
that's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.